Well, even though last week provided less than ideal weather, we did get a couple of windows that helped us get more corn in the ground.
There was a brief open window of opportunity before the storm hit, and as a result, producers planted 14% of the U.S. corn crop. It's only 3 points behind the five-year average of 76%, well ahead of last year's 65%.
And meteorologist Brad Rippey said we're making better progress getting the beans in as well.
5 points behind the five-year average, but ahead of last year's 21%. Nebraska, in fact, ahead of schedule on the planting. Soils are a little drier there. 65% planted, five-year average 55%. And Iowa, despite that 20% planting progress for beans for the week, only at 40% overall.
Well, the U.S. House and Senate plan to vote this week to jumpstart work on the Midwest lock modernization, which, of course, is key to agricultural transportation. The House is expected to vote first, maybe as early as today, followed by the Senate on a compromise word of bill. Mike Toohey, who heads the industry's Waterway Council, says it's important to get those dollars.
Last year's appropriations bill, in anticipation that WERDA would become law, already provided additional funding for the priority projects and used a one-year formula of 75% federal costs, 25% Inland Waterway Trust Fund costs.
Well, it's going to become more challenging for U.S. agriculture to feed the world's population. According to NRCS Director Jason Weller, he says this is the biggest challenge agriculture could ever face.
In order to feed that population, so upwards of over 10 billion people, we're going to have to grow as much food in the next 40 years as we've grown over the last 500 years. How we do this as a farming community, as a nation, as a civilization, is going to be one of the preeminent challenges starting now and going forward.
And despite the fact that we have seen a downturn in cheese and dairy prices over the last couple of weeks, most analysts do feel that prices will remain fairly strong for the second half of the year, among them the chairman of the USDA's Outlook Board, Jerry Bangy.
On the price front, we are looking at continuing fairly strong price for 2014 at $22.85 for all milk. That's up 5 cents from our previous forecast and reflects a Class 3 price at $20.70, which is up 5 cents.
Well, on Monday, both blocks and butter did decline as we saw AA butter drop a half cent to 215 and one half cent per pound. Block cheese up a penny and three quarters at $1.98, while barrel cheese remained at $1.96. Class 3 prices were lower. May down a nickel at $22.53. June Class 3 dropped 30 cents at $20.90. July off 8 at $19.93. And September now down to $19.80. Board of Trade, lower prices for corn. July off 6 1/4 at 477 and 1/4 cents. September dropped to 475 and 1/4 cents. Beans were stronger. July up 20 1/4, 1483 and 1/4 cents per bushel. September up to 1290 and 3/4 cents. While July wheat was up fractionally at 675 and 1/2 cents per bushel. As far as the livestock, slaughter cows, cutting utilities, 92 to 111. Most of your slaughter cows, 79 to 91. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 128 to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Barrels and gilts from 85 to $1. And those market lambs, 155 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.